Today's Words of Hope devotional is The Heart of the Matter. Today's key verse is Romans 2, verse 29. Circumcision is a matter of the heart. Many people bear physical symbols of their ethnic or religious traditions. South Sudanese Dinka scar the heads of their young boys. Ethiopian Mercy women use small plates to stretch holes in their earlobes and lips. Hindus place a red ink spot, or bindi, on their foreheads. For faithful Jewish men, physical circumcision signified their inclusion in the covenant God made with Abraham. The early church was made up of people from both Jewish and Gentile backgrounds. The Gentile converts were not circumcised. Jewish converts who were circumcised sometimes held a sense of special status. Some went so far as to demand that Gentile men become circumcised like them. Paul's message is that no outward sign can save us. In fact, because circumcised Jews had been raised with the law, they actually were more liable. There is no mark on our bodies that makes us a Christian. Even the sacraments of baptism and communion are, in the words of Augustine, visible signs of an invisible grace. That's why Paul said circumcision is a matter of the heart. This is not a new teaching, but a fulfillment of Old Testament promises. God will circumcise your heart so that you will love the Lord your God with all your heart. That's Deuteronomy 30. Likewise, in Jeremiah 24, it says, I will give them a heart to know that I am the Lord. Our salvation is a gift to be received. Thanks be to God. This has been Words of Hope. Today's devotional was written by John Opgenorth. For more resources to grow in your faith every day, visit woh.org. That's woh.org. Words of Hope. Good news always.